Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Fiji on two-day official visit to hold bilateral meetings with her counterpart William Katonivere. Budgetary allocations for health sector increased 164% to over 90,000 crore rupees in last 10 years, says government. Unrest continues in Bangladesh as protesting students call for long march to Dhaka, broadband internet services shut down in some parts of the country. U.S. issues warning to G7 countries of possible retaliation by Iran and Hezbollah against Israel following assassination of Hamas leader. Global markets plunge amid U.S. recession fears. Japan's Nikkei posts biggest intraday loss since 1987. And in Paris Olympics, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen to play for bronze medal at Paris Olympics this evening. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Nadi, the Republic of Fiji, today on a two-day official visit, marking the first ever trip by the President of India to Fiji. She was received by William Gavoka, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, and P.S. Karthikeyan, High Commissioner of India to Fiji. Our correspondent has filed this report.
President Draupadi Murmu will participate in official engagements in Suva and Nadi tomorrow and day after. President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with President of Fiji, William Katonivere, and Prime Minister Sithiveni Rabuka. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and hold a community reception. She will also visit the Gandhi Memorial College in Suva and Sri Siva Subramanya Swami Temple in Nadi. The visit aims to bolster the historic ties India shares with the island nation. With Sri Sai's report from Fiji, Swati Rakheja for Akashwani News.
President Murmu will visit New Zealand on the 8th and 9th of August on the second leg of her tour. She will hold a bilateral meeting with Governor General Cindy Kiro and meet Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. President Murmu will also address an international education conference in Wellington and address the Indian diaspora in Auckland. On the last leg of the tour, President Murmu will visit Timor-Leste on the 10th of August and hold a bilateral meeting with President José Ramos Horta. Prime Minister of Timor-Leste, K. Rala Zanana Gusmao, will call on President Murmu. The Lok Sabha today approved the demands for grants under the control of Ministry of Health and Family Welfare for 2024-25 after discussion. Replying to the discussion on demands for grants in the House, Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda said the Modi government has given utmost priority to the health sector. The Union Minister informed that the budgetary allocations have gone up from 33,278 crore rupees in 2013-14 to 90,958 crore rupees in 2024-25, registering an increase of 164%. He said of the total budget, 55% of the amount is spent through the National Health Mission. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary today said ground-level credit in rural areas has increased from 7.3 lakh crore rupees in 2014 to 25.46 lakh crore rupees in 2024 so that people can avail the benefits. In reply to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha, the Minister informed the House that under Kisan Credit Card, a crop loan of 4.26 lakh crore rupees was extended to farmers, while in 2014 this number grew to 9.82 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Chaudhary informed that the government has taken a lot of initiatives for the welfare of farmers and enhanced the agricultural produce. He added that under Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana PMJDY, over 52 crore accounts were opened to ensure financial inclusion. The minister also said the government has implemented various schemes for the youth, including Mudra Yojana and Startup India. He informed that in the union budget, the government has also announced an internship scheme for the youth and the loan facility under Mudra scheme has also been increased from 10 lakh to 20 lakh rupees in the budget. The centre today said so far 138 crore rupees have been returned to 17,250 claimants who have invested in Sahara India Real Estate Company and Sahara Housing Investment Corporation. This was informed by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman while replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Lok Sabha. She said around 26,000 crore rupees was amassed from 3.07 crore investors by Sahara India Finance Companies. She said the return of the money to investors is monitored by regulator SEBI and committees constituted by the Supreme Court.
The committee with the retired judge sitting and looking at each one of them, he is looking at each one of the claims. Most of the small claimants have all been cleared because their documents are there. It is approved as per a standard operating protocol for each one. Meaning, for the cooperatives, there is a SOP which is judge determined. For the SEBI control regulated one, there is a SOP based on that. For those who are rejected, it is not rejection. We are telling them, get further documents so that your claim will be all the more strengthened and we can give it.
Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Mr. Bhupendra Yadav, today said the central government has declared Adichunchanagiri in Karnataka and Chulanavar in Kerala as peacock sanctuary. In reply to a question regarding the death of peacocks in Delhi, he informed the Lok Sabha that peacocks died due to heat stroke and not avian influenza. The minister said several measures are being taken for the conservation of the national bird, and the ministry has also set up breeding and conservation centres for peacocks. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan is chairing an apex-level tri-service financial conference in New Delhi. The conference is aimed at enhancing cooperation and synergy in financial issues of the armed forces. During the conference, discussions are scheduled on aspects of understanding the perspectives of various stakeholders in defence, finance, and finding solutions to challenges faced in defence procurements. The conference is being coordinated by headquarters of the Integrated Defence Staff, and it is aligned with the objectives set for the ongoing drive on integration and jointness in the armed forces. Talking to reporters, Air Vice Marshal Anil Sabharwal said today's conference topic was to enhance financial cohesion and synergy. Major General Sandeep Narang said if the country has to move forward, it has to become self-reliant. He said during this conference, all three Defence Forces, Army, Air Force and Navy will discuss ways to move forward with the budget that has been allocated to it.
एक देश के बतौर आगे बढ़ना है तो आत्मनिर्भरता के अलावा हमारे पास आगे कोई रास्ता नहीं है. सो इस कॉन्फ्रेंस में बेसिकली सारी सर्विसेज जितने भी हैं यहाँ पे अपने अपने आइडियाज एक्सचेंज करते हैं. फाइनेंशियल एडवाइजर्स हैं हमारे पास में ये देखने के लिए कि हम इस डायरेक्शन में कैसे आगे बढ़ सकते हैं.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Bangladesh has plunged into chaos as violent clashes between police and anti-government protesters resulted in the deaths of at least 90 people yesterday, with hundreds more injured. The demonstrations began last month with students seeking to end a quota system for government jobs, but clashes have now turned into a wider anti-government movement and one of the most significant crises during Hasina's 20-year rule. The government has imposed a curfew for an indefinite period and cut off broadband and mobile internet services in several parts of the country in an attempt to stem the unrest. We have more from our correspondent.
In Bangladesh, the protesters have given a call for a long march to Dhaka amid the situation is very critical in Dhaka and other parts of the country today. The government has deployed the army and other law enforcement agencies to stop such actions and to enforce the curfew imposed from yesterday evening. The entry points of Dhaka are blocked by the security forces. However, there are updates coming about crowd gatherings and violent clashes from Dhaka and many other cities of Bangladesh. Padma Bridge and Jamuna Bridge connecting the southwest Bangladesh and northwest Bangladesh respectively to Dhaka have been blocked for the movement of traffic by the security forces. Nawalshan Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
The External Affairs Ministry has strongly advised Indian nationals against travelling to Bangladesh till further notice in view of ongoing developments in the neighbouring country. In its advisory, the ministry has urged all Indian nationals presently in Bangladesh to exercise extreme caution and restrict their movements. Amid the rising tension in West Asia, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has reportedly issued a stark warning to G7 foreign ministers about possible retaliatory actions by Iran and Hezbollah against Israel. The warning comes in the wake of recent assassinations of key figures in Hamas and Hezbollah. We have more from our correspondent.
According to sources familiar with a phone call between Blinken and G7 ministers, the U.S. believes that both Iran and Hezbollah may launch attacks on Israel as early as today. The exact nature of these potential retaliations remain unclear. Earlier, Blinken has also talked to his GCC counterparts for de-escalation efforts. This heightened alert follows the recent killings of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniya and senior Hezbollah commander Fouad Shukur, actions widely attributed to Israel. These assassinations have significantly escalated tensions in the already volatile Middle East region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the situation in a cabinet meeting on Sunday, stating that Israel is prepared for any scenario, both offensively and defensively. He described the current situation as a multi-front war against Iran's axis of evil. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Ukraine has received its first American-made F-16 fighter jets. Making the announcement, President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked allies and added that many more were needed. President Zelensky thanked Denmark, the Netherlands, the U.S., and Ukraine's other partners for accepting Kiev's request for F-16s. Global markets were in deep red today following big falls last week by major indices around the world. Stock markets in Asia plunged after weak jobs data in the United States on Friday sparked fears of a recession in the world's largest economy. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 and Topix indices were both down by more than 10% in afternoon trade. Nikkei 225 stock index posted its biggest intraday plunge on record. The index briefly fell more than 4,000 points, breaching the previous record drop of 3,836 points in the Black Monday crash in 1987. Back home in Kerala, search for more bodies continues in the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad for the seventh day today. The area has been divided into 12 zones and rescue workers have fanned out in search for more bodies. More from our correspondent.
The search today is focused on Mundakai and Churalbala areas, places heavily battered by last Tuesday's landslide. One more body recovered by the search teams from the debris has been dispatched to the Mepadi Community Health Center. 15 sniffer dogs are deployed in the search efforts. Rescue teams have intensified search for more bodies in Chalia River at Nilambur and adjoining forest areas in Malappuram. With Arun Vincent in Wayanad, Rajmohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
The search operation for 40 missing people in the recent cloudburst incidents in Shimla, Mandi and Kullu districts of Himachal Pradesh continues for the fifth day today. Search operations in these disaster-affected areas had resumed this morning. During the search operation today, two more bodies were recovered from Dogre near Sunni in Shimla district. In Maharashtra, the number of Zika patients is steadily increasing. In Pune, with five pregnant women and two others testing positive yesterday, taking the number of cases in the district to 72. In Jammu and Kashmir, the authorities today suspended the Amarnath Yatra for a day over security concerns. As today is the fifth anniversary of the abrogation of Article 370, Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the Yatra remained suspended from Bhagwati Nagar base camp in view of intelligence inputs. Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya and Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today released a set of four commemorative postage stamps to celebrate the 33rd Olympics Games currently going on in Paris. This event was held in New Delhi today. 10-meter air pistol mixed team medalist Sarabjot Singh, steeplechase athlete Sudha Singh and former cricketer Akash Chopra also attended the event. Meanwhile, Lakshya Sen will aim to add a fourth medal to India's tally as he will take on Malaysia's Zee Jia Li in the bronze medal match of the men's singles in the Paris Olympics today at 6 p.m. IST. Lakshya will aim to become the first Indian men's shuttler to win the Olympics medal. In athletics, India will be represented by two athletes, Kiran Pahal and Asian Games gold medalist Avinash Sable. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Fiji on two-day official visit to hold bilateral meetings with her counterpart William Katoniwere. Budgetary allocations for health sector increased 164% to over 90,000 crore rupees in last 10 years, says government. Unrest continues in Bangladesh as protesting students call for Long March to Dhaka. Broadband internet services shut down in some parts of the country. U.S. issues warning to G7 countries of possible retaliation by Iran and Hezbollah against Israel following assassination of Hamas leader. Global markets plunge amid U.S. recession fears. Japan's Nikkei posts biggest intraday loss since 1987. And with that, we end the midday news.